Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going back to Cali, Cali.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode number 14 of the Good Life Radio Show. Judging by the listeners we start the show off with, 77 to start off with, and with how many emails and messages I've been getting lately, I can honestly say the show is actually growing a tad. That's what she said. This is the fourth show of 2012, and I'm going to be dead honest, as I always am. I wasn't really satisfied with episode number 13. My ADD kicked in hardcore. I jumped from topic to topic. I actually allowed Mike Padmore to come on the radio. I let him blabber on about his car accident, how he almost died. He really gave us train wreck radio. We kind of hope he would have died. We probably would have did a better show from his funeral. I got some positive feedback about jumping from topic to topic, but we're not going to do that today. We actually have a good show planned today. I did show prep. The phone number, as always, 323-927-2966. Judging by the opening song today, it wasn't a good life like it always is. Today's show is going to be talking about the New York Football Giants. We're traveling to San Francisco to take on the 49ers. We're going to seek revenge. Also on today's show, we're going to be interviewing former Kansas City Royals farmhand and current Wagner College starting quarterback Nick Dasha. We're hoping to have on our Indianapolis correspondent Elwood Jones. The man calls every show, and the last two shows he's MIA. Probably got arrested, that creep. We're going to get the pulse of the people in Indianapolis, where everyone's just talking about Peyton Manning possibly retiring. We got Larry Brandifine breaking down the Giants, what we need to do to win on Sunday. And a serious note, I got to really find out what the hell is going on with this internet censorship bill that people are talking about. I need to know what's going to be blocked big time. I kind of hope a lot of the sites I use aren't going to be blocked. I don't know how I'm going to get that kind of stuff I view anyway. It can't be Wikipedia, because how the fuck am I going to hold intelligent conversations with people? So anyway, I got a good quote today from Barbara. She's going to be calling in later. She's the Washington Redskins cheerleader. She said, I got the greatest cast of characters in my life, and I'm having the time of my life trying to figure out the damn plot. So here we go. Without further ado, I'm going to announce my co-host. As always, I have a co-host on the show. I speak too much anyway, so I need someone to bounce my talking off with. It's always Chuck Philpott, but obviously Chuck has many issues. Chuck's issue now is he's addicted to his Netflix on his iPad. We haven't heard from Chuck. I just talked to him 2 minutes ago. He hasn't gone to sleep in like 2 days. He might call in later. He can barely talk. He said he hasn't left his bed. He reminds me of that guy from Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory just laying in bed for 2 days. Justin Walker, who's a great co-host, he's on a date. A date, he just texted me, which means that the Craigslist Intimate Encounters is back up. So without further ado, the co-host for today's show is...
It's your eye like a big pizza pie that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you had too much wine, that's amore.
Judging by the music, you know who it is. Co-host Larry Brandifine. What's up, LB?
My man Mike, what's the dealio?
Not too much. Thank you again for co-hosting today. You're the guy. Listen, I make fun of you a lot. We joke around each other. I appreciate you co-hosting the show. I'm sorry you can't be at the compound live tonight. Hopefully we'll meet up after this. But LB, I have a little bit of beef with you. Legitimate.
Hit me with it.
My show wasn't that good the other night, which I understand. I got good reviews on it. I didn't feel it was a good show. But here's the problem, LB. I go into work, and listen, a lot of people always give a little chuckle at me or they'll point at me and snicker, and I kind of know, I don't know why they're laughing at me, but I'm being laughed at. It's cool. So I'm like, oh, okay, no big deal. Just give me fun of it at work. It's cool. It means they like me, right? No, because I hear whispering going on. I hear, blah, 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 fondue, blah, 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 fondue said, blah, 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 he melts chocolate. LB, you come into the compound to do the you did the in-studio show with me, you dropped a fondue bomb on everybody. Now everyone thinks I have a fondue set in my house, and I'm getting made fun of ridiculously hard at work, LB.
Well, it's not that they think you have one. You 100% have one. I saw it. And you keep on blaming your ADD through the show off the other night. Why don't we, you know, be honest, keep it real, because, you know, this Good Life Radio show, tell them what you were doing the whole time.
We always keep it real, always.
What were you doing the whole time you were on the radio the other night? What were you looking up on the computer? And it wasn't porn. It was fondue recipes. What's the melt with what? What chocolates? What cheeses? I'm like, come on, dude, you're giving all of us a bad name.
Listen. I'm at work. Don't say what I do on the radio. And I'm trying to justify, like, why I have a fondue set. And everybody's like, but here's the worst part. Elby, half the cast I worked with didn't know what it was. And I Google it. They're like, really? Like, it's embarrassing. Like, I'm defending it. And I wasn't looking up fondue recipes. I was just looking up the best things that you can dip into fondue. That's what I was looking up.
Guy, fondue recipes. What to dip? What different chocolates and cheese? It was like I almost felt bad for you. I actually know what. Screw that. I did feel bad for you.
All right, listen. We have a good show planned for today. You got to do me one favor. No fighting with the listeners today. No fighting with Elwood from Indiana or Mike Padmore, whoever. You can't fight with any of the listeners. Is that cool?
First of all, did a fight with Padmore. The little guy's all right in my book.
Okay. And what about Elwood?
And Elwood. Elwood's from Indianapolis, so you know he has more problems than me.
All right, listen, we're trying to get Elwood in because I want to hear the pulse of the people, what's going on in Indianapolis. All right, here we go. On the show, we've interviewed so far Orlando Magic center Daniel Orton, Bengals wide receiver Vidal Hazelton, hip-hop superstar Cheddar Bang, and he kind of gave me something, so I'm going to plug his show. He'll be performing Friday, February 10th, Eve Ultra Lounge, 2354 off the Kill Road. He's going to be joined on stage by Uncle Murda. I believe he's on the Hot 97 radio station. The concert's promoted by Don't Panic Entertainment, yet they say no do-rags, which makes me shit my pants. Now, I'm just kidding. The show's going to be off the hook. All right, we have other guests lined up, and once the Giants stop being a bunch of P-words, we can have them on. All right, but I'm looking forward to today's guest, LB. You know today's guest, isn't
it? I think you, the Kansas City farmhand.
Yes, my man. Here we go.
No, wait, before number two. Wait, before you introduce him.
Well, we're introducing not him. We're introducing another guy. The person you're in love with.
Oh, who's coming?
That's who we're introducing.
I'll go for it.
Anyone LB's in love with their sister, we have to put him on the air. Okay, listen, here we go. Without further ado, my man, eighth round draft pick at a Moore Catholic High School to the Kansas City Royals. Starting quarterback for Wagner College, junior, well, soon to be senior, Nick Dasha. What's up, Nicky? You're on the air, buddy.
Mikey, what's going on?
What's up? LB's on the show, too. He doesn't really bring much, but he's here.
LB, how you doing,
what's up,
man?
Nick? Let me start real quick. How's your shoulder feeling?
It's feeling real good. You know, getting in there, getting some rehab on it, looking good, good range of motion and stuff.
All right, listen, I appreciate you giving a few minutes of your time today. We got a big Giants game coming up. We're going to get that later on. I was going to hit you with a few questions.
You know that.
Always. Here we go. All right, you were an advanced all-star. We're going to go right to the high school years. We're not going to go to the younger years, the early years. You were an advanced all-star in baseball and football. I'm always curious. In a few brief sentences, tell me your favorite or your best moment, memorable moment in each sport. Give me a baseball first and then football. Your two favorite moments while playing high school sports.
Well, baseball, I mean, had to be when I got drafted. I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory. In 3 days, you know, I ended up getting drafted. We won the city championship against St. Francis Prep, 1-0. And then the next day I signed my first professional contract, so I guess you could put all three of those into, like, one big blur, and that's my baseball moment.
Now, Nick, I remember obviously I followed you. I'm pretty close friends with your family. In the championship game, didn't you hit a home run to win the game, or was that the semifinal game?
No, that was it wasn't to win the game. It was in the bottom of the fifth inning, I hit the home run.
No big deal, just 1-0. All right, no big deal. All right, Nick, why do you wear number 8?
Yeah.
Why number 8?
Just, you know, in Little League, you know, you don't really get to pick your number, and they always do the 1-13 thing, you know, 1 being the smallest, 13 being the biggest, and yeah, I was kind of middle of the pack, and I like Cal Ripken Jr., so I used to rock 8.
Okay.
22 is the family number, as you know, but, you know, when I got to high school, I wanted to wear 22 as a quarterback, and my coach basically told me to go screw myself. And, you know, 8 was the next best number, so, you know, that was another number that I wore my whole life.
Nice. All right, Nick, what college is recruiting you the most out of the high school, for baseball and football? What were the biggest recruiters for you?
Well, football didn't get really too intense because they wanted me to, like, give up baseball my senior year of high school, so I basically told them no. But some of the schools that were talking to me, like Virginia Tech and Michigan State, And James Buck was trying to get UVA all over me, but I didn't hear too much from them.
Well, of course, because he was lazy, and they probably thought if you're friends with Justin Walker, you're not going to work out with him. Listen, real quick, I got to cut everybody off. I just got two text messages. While saying the celebrities I've interviewed, I forgot to mention my best friend. So I just got a text message. How don't you mention her? Obviously, my first ever interview on the Good Life Radio Show is the beautiful, the world-famous WNBA champion, cover of Wheaties. She rocks the bling, Jen Derevyanchuk. I apologize, Jen. All right, Nick, what football player did you model your – like, what football player did you model your career after? And same in baseball. You played both sports. You played both sides. I respect that. I don't judge you for that. What – who'd you model yourself after in each sport?
Well, as a catcher, I mean, I used to love throwing people out and stuff. So, you know, when – back when he was back on the juice, you know, Pudge Rodriguez, I used to love watching him play. Back when the Texans were relevant for the first time, and you know, he just had an absolute cannon of an arm, so I loved watching him. And then football-wise, I mean, I wouldn't say I modeled my game after him, but as you know, I'm a big Florida fan, and I loved Rex Grossman, so I loved watching him play.
All right. Your first stop after being drafted was in Surprise, Arizona, correct?
Yes.
Describe the atmosphere and what was going through your head as you go there. You're leaving home now for the first time. You're leaving the family. You arrive in Surprise, Arizona. What's going through your head right now?
Tell you what, it was definitely a surprise, man. It was scary getting down there when I left like middle of June to get down there for rookie ball, and I arrive in Phoenix at Sky Harbor Airport, and the temperature is 117 degrees. I mean, that was pretty much a culture shock right there. And then, just walking in and having kids from all different parts of the world, not just the country, the world. Obviously, there's a lot of Dominicans and stuff like that. It's just real.
Yeah, you got to be safe with them.
Listen,
real quick, because we actually have a caller calling in a second. I have a few more questions. Just give me quickly one good minor league story. It doesn't have to be something crazy. Just give me one story that's pretty funny. Just give me one, any story with any particular players or anything.
How long do I have to tell the story?
Nick, it's your show, buddy. It's your life. I'm just part of it.
All right, well, quick story about my 21st birthday was I turned 21. We were at home in Burlington, Iowa, and needless to say, we had a little place called Fun City. It was the only thing to do in town, so we used to be there a lot, and obviously for my 21st birthday, we ended up there, and, you know, we're getting after it at the bar and stuff, and, you know, we waited. Finally, midnight comes. I'm officially 21. They also had a casino there.
Okay.
You walk in. I always said I was going to put a large amount of money on black on the roulette wheel.
Okay.
And I walk in there, a lot of money in my hand, throw it on the table. I'm told there's a $500 limit.
Okay.
Which is about three times less than I was looking to bet at the time.
Right.
And I tell them to change the limit on the table. Obviously they didn't. So now I'm rolling. I give him $500. I say I want one chip. So they give me one chip. I put it on black. Everyone's around me. I make everyone else throw a couple bucks on black. We're all feeling good.
All right.
Red 27. Red 27.
All right. All right. You played with a lot of good players. Who's the two or three best players you played with down the minors?
Well, I actually caught Zach Greinke when he was rehabbing, so, I mean, that guy won the Cy Young.
How many people can say they caught the Cy Young,
I mean,
of course? Who else is notable?
I don't know. I mean, I played with, you know, Alex Gordon, Billy Butler, so those two great players. Played against, I faced Clayton Kershaw. That was pretty interesting.
I didn't know that.
Bottom of the ninth. It was in an instructional league game, so they don't keep score, you know. But we were winning by one run, and it's the bottom of the ninth. But no, Clayton Kershaw needs to pitch, so we go out there and we let him pitch. You know? So now I'm coming up third in the inning. What am I going to do? I don't care where the pitches are. I'm swinging. So he throws me three high fastballs at 97 miles an hour. The game was over.
All right, so obviously you struck out. Listen, you're good friends with future, hopefully future Rookie of the Year, Mike Moustakas. He's probably one of your best friends. How'd you guys become so close?
Just, you know, he was drafted a couple of years later after me with the Royals or whatever. And, you know, just we just hit it off in spring training his first year. And, you know, we hung out, two city kids. You know, he's from the L.A. area, so I guess that helped us out. And, you know, we both went to Burlington, you know, wanted to room together and stuff like that. And ended up getting an apartment, staying together on the road. And ever since then, just became real good friends.
Good. That leads me to my next question. Are you weirded out by the fact that he wears number 8 for you? Another
well,
man. Okay, because let's be honest. He has a legitimate chance to be Rookie of the Year, and he wears number 8 for another man. But, hey, listen, that's him. He's a good guy. He came out for my birthday, treated me for my birthday. He's a good guy. All right. This is I have to ask you a real question now. You're a diehard Yankee fan, and we're going to get to the callers. Elwood, I see you're on the phone. We're going to get to you in 2 minutes. I want to hear what's going on in Indianapolis. And we have a call, Nick. We have a call from T and Bo, obviously. We'll see who that is. But listen, you're a diehard Yankee fan. This year, it's Game 7 ALCS, and there's no boxing out of this question. Bases juiced. Yankees are up by one run. Two outs, bottom of the ninth inning, Rivera's pitching. Mike Moustakas, your best friend, is up. Yankees win, they go to the World Series. Moustakas gets a base hit. We'll say they're in Kansas City. They go to the World Series. Put it on the air. I'm going to email him this. Him and I email each other videos. I'm going to email him. What are you rooting for? Tell the truth, Nick.
Me and my dad had this discussion plenty of times, and as you know, I'm one of the biggest Yankee fans out there. Love
hands
him.
Down.
Love him.
Hands down.
Listen, how many world titles do I need to see? I only get to see my best friend hit a walk-off against Rivera once, so I got to go with
wow.
that.
Wow. All right, listen, I have a couple of questions, then we're going to get to the caller. You have an unhealthy love affair with the University of Florida. What prompted that? And I mean that, because I have one with Kentucky. I have an unhealthy, it's a big reason I'm single. What is your love affair with the University of Florida?
Well, growing up in the late 90s as a, you know, quarterback, a white quarterback, I just, you know, really appreciated Steve Spurrier's offense.
Okay.
And him just throwing the ball all over the place. And, you know, I just, they were a great team. And, you know, I fell in love with them. I stuck with them through the Ron Zook years. So, I mean, that's the loyalty right there I have for them.
Now, listen, we actually talked a little bit, we talk all the time. This is a personal question. I didn't ask you this beforehand. I want to know, like, it's a personal question. You get brought into the manager's office and like while you're in the farm system, and they tell you you're cut from the Royals. What goes through your mind, knowing that you succeeded all your goals? You were drafted from Staten Island. Not many people have done that. You play, you catch for a Cy Young Award winner. You get drafted. What goes through your head when you get cut? Like what's the first thing you're thinking about right there?
Honestly, probably suicide.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, like you said, I accomplished many of my goals. I played professional baseball and, you know, was a real high draft pick. And, you know, not many people could say that. So I just look back on that and, you know, whatever happened, happened. But I had a time in my life when I did it.
Okay, listen, now here's a part of the show. It gets not funny, but I'm going to ask you a couple questions. Right now, I take your cell phone, either phone. You're big time. You have two phones. Who's the coolest person in your cell phone right now?
Well, I just did some spring cleaning or whatever, winter cleaning, whatever you want to call it. But back in Iowa, Moose was struggling, right?
Okay.
So his agent called him, but now we're going through God knows where.
Okay.
So Moose needs a phone to call back his agent. So he called John Morris on my phone. Of course I'm saving that number. I kept it in my phone all these years.
Listen to me. I have a question because you know that I steal Justin Walker's phone and he knows a lot of people in the NFL. I get all their phone numbers and I'm going to tell the story. And the truth is, it's actually an on-running joke now with Canty. Sometimes when I go out, it's 2, 3 in the morning, I'll text him, my life is better than yours. I let him know that. The fact that you have Scott Boris's number and we never dialed this when we hung out, surprising yet respectable. And that's why you're a good guy. Listen to me. Last week, I interviewed Bengals receiver Vidal Hazelton. Went to USC, Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver. Here's the exact quote from you. I quoted you during the show. I asked him who was a better quarterback that he played with. He gave you mad love over Sanchez, over Mark Sanchez, the Jets quarterback. And I asked him flat out. Obviously, it's different. You live on Staten Island. You go to school on Staten Island. I said, if Nick Dasha went to USC, who would bag more ass? And truthfully, Nick Dasha or Mark Sanchez? Not now. I know you have a beautiful girlfriend, Jackie, but I'm curious. And he said, Nick Dasha is one damn good-looking dude. Nick, comment. Would you get more ass than Mark Sanchez at USC?
Absolutely. It wouldn't even be a toss-up.
My man. No, Nick, quick. Biggest regret with the Kansas City Royals?
Even though I enjoy it, I'm probably not taking it all in more.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you're a junior now. You're excited about your team next year. In 5 years, where do we see Nick Dasha?
Probably being the agent once Moose fires, of course.
That's always respectful. Okay, Nick, three dinner guests.
Dead or alive?
Anyone you want.
Gandhi, Jesus, and George Washington. No, I'm fucking with you.
Obviously, it's you.
I'm going to go Tebow.
Okay.
Bill Sims.
Okay.
And Steve Spurrier.
Wow. All right, Nick. We're going to take a caller, okay, Nick?
All right.
On the phone. Here we go. It comes to the phone as T and Bo. Hold on. T and Bo, you're on the air with Nick Dasha. What's going on?
Hi, Nick. It's T
and
Bo, and we're big fans of you, and we're just curious if Armando's going to be making an appearance in the 2012 season this year.
Armando will definitely be making an appearance. He usually comes around homecoming, so you ready for that.
What is Armando?
As everyone should know, every good piece of facial hair needs a nickname. So Armando is the nickname for my mustache.
T and Bo, thank you guys for calling in. Nick, we can hold you for Nick. Can we get another minute out of you, Nick?
Of course.
All right, real quick, we got a caller calling in. I think you might know this man. Calling in and checking in is my co-host. The man won't do a show with me, but he hears that his best friend's on the radio. My man, Chuck Philpott. What's going on, Chucky?
How you guys doing? First of all,
always good, Chuck.
That question you asked him, I always say, sorry, Nick Dasha. I hope you strike out. I hope we win a World Series.
Nick, comment on that,
how you guys doing?
Chuck, come on.
Sorry,
what's
Nick.
What's going on, Chuck? How you doing?
Just like if you made it to the Super Bowl against the Jets. Sorry, Jets are winning. I never see that.
All right, listen.
Jets got to win the AFC Championship first.
Listen, yeah. Nick, I'm going to keep you. Nick, we got one more caller calling in. We're going to leave Chuck on the phone, Larry on the phone, Elwood. I'm going to get you in 1 second, buddy. I promise you. Here we go. We're clicking him on. It's my other co-host. You know what? No one wants a co-host to fucking show with me, but they want to call in when Nicky Dasha is calling. 103 listeners right now listening. Thank you, Nick, for retweeting that. It means 103 people have no life on a Wednesday night. The interview has already been going on for like 20 minutes, way longer than I wanted. I'm getting very good feedback about it. But Jay Walker, you're on the phone, Jay Walker. Say what up to Nicky Dasha.
What up, Nicky Dash?
Jay Walker, my man, what up?
How you doing, sir?
Great, how you doing?
Are you bringing anything to the table?
Are you going to Indianapolis when the Giants win the NFC Championship?
I mean, I'm not going.
Just that's what you're bringing Just to the table? Asking him if he's going to Indianapolis?
No, actually, no. I wanted to ask him.
I have a question for Justin.
Go,
yes,
Nick.
Sir.
Have you been pissed on by any trannies lately?
Nick, I told the story, Nick, the other day. I told the story on the air about him getting pissed on.
I have not been pissed on by a tranny since you were present, so I'm doing good.
All right, listen, here we go. Nicky, I'm going to let you go. Real quick, what's your prediction for Sunday? Giants win?
Giants win.
Okay.
24-10.
Nick, I hope so, Nikki. And listen, we go to Indianapolis. Perfect segue into Nikki. I'm going to let you go, Nikki. Just say goodbye to everybody, and thank you for actually retweeting this. Thank you for joining the show.
Okay.
I really appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Nick, always, Nick. Have a good day, right, buddy?
All right, later.
See you later. We're going to let Nick Dacha go. Chuck, I'm going to put you on hold. Justin, I'm putting you on hold. I'm putting on the phone a man who is the pulse of the people in Indianapolis. LB, are you still there, LB?
Oh, yeah. I'm
LB,
here.
You're still there. Okay. Rob Lowe reported today that Peyton Manning's retiring. So we have to get our man on the phone. Live from Indianapolis. My man, Elwood. What's going on, Elwood?
Oh, not much. Just enjoying all this Super Bowl-ness out my back window. I'm loving it.
Elwood, we have a few questions to ask you, but let me go right away. What is the pulse of the people? What are people in Indianapolis talking about right now?
Well, right now, they're talking about the facts, which is Jim Caldwell was fired. You know, that
ridiculous.
One's factual.
Okay.
And the new GM seems to be doing a pretty good job. I seem to like him, even though he's with the Eagles. But he's from Indiana, so he's getting a little extra love for that. And he played for Purdue, so I think he's going to fit in. The Peyton rumor, you just got to pick which one you want to listen to. He's retiring.
Well, forget about Rob Lowe. The way it looks, and this is just coming from a New York guy, and I've said it many times on the show, I think Peyton Manning is the best quarterback I've ever seen in my life. He's the best I've ever seen.
Yes, he is.
When he was drafted, they signed Bill Polian, and was Tony Dungy the first coach for Peyton? I actually don't know. I think he was.
I think so. Or it's iffy. It doesn't really matter. Dungy was
It doesn't matter. So they fire Bill Polian. They fire Jim Caldwell. Is that saying that Peyton's next to go, and they're going to bring in a whole new regime for Andrew Luck?
Yes and no. I don't hold players in the same regard I do as management and upper staff. You know, it's kind of like on TV. Producers and directors don't matter like actors. It's two separate balls of wax. So, no, I don't think that him being fired means Peyton's going. Peyton said he wants to stay for the Colts and finish his career with the Colts. But I also heard the Jets are sending him some really good offers, and his dad wouldn't talk about it, which means it's not total bunk, because if it was total bunk, he said, oh, that's not true.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. You tweeted me that his dad didn't mention anything about it.
No, he wouldn't talk about it. He said, I don't want to discuss that. Or he gave an answer that wasn't no, which always makes me suspicious. Two Mannings in New York, I could see it happening, wanting to play with his brother in New York, and they'd have the money to take him, and he could turn that team around.
Oh, without a doubt.
Because the Jets need a real quarterback, you know, not some snot-nosed kid who's just going to be mediocre his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, I think, here's the deal. Here's what I think. I think if Peyton will just kind of back off on the money, and his Nick's okay, I think they'll let him stay with the Colts. But the Colts are really, really geared on being stacked in the next 3 to 5 years. And you can't do that keeping Peyton because he's only going to get worse every year.
Me ask you a question. Because most of our calls, when you call the show, they're fucking hilarious about you ditching fat girls. And I actually look forward to them. But the whole day, I was actually thinking about having you on today because I want to ask you a few questions about this. Just say Peyton does go. Just say Indianapolis says...
That's a possibility,
We're going to trade you, because now this is what I think they could do. And I might be wrong. You're in Indianapolis. Tell me. And LB, I know you're still on the phone, LB. You actually told me Elwood brings nothing to the table. But I ask you, if you want any questions, you jump right in. I have a real question. Is there a chance that the Colts trade Peyton to stock up on... They're getting the first pick. They're getting Luck.
Right.
Are they thinking about... Is that a rumor trading Peyton to get a few more picks for this year or next year to load up?
Yes, it is. That's a definite rumor, and it's a good idea. And it'll also do something else nobody brings up. It'll free up a lot of money. A lot of the Colts' money and resources go to paying Peyton's salary. They've had to let guys go and trade guys in order to meet Peyton's payroll. So not only will trading Peyton to fill in holes they need work, it'll also free up money. So, yes, getting rid of Peyton will solve all your problems if Luck turns out to be the golden boy and he's not a new Brady Quinn. But
relax the Brady Quinn stuff. Relax.
Hey, I was just going to Notre Dame to watch him. But I just think what the Colts need to do is they need to know what's wrong with Peyton's neck. Somebody brought a good point up. If he's not in practice in the next 9 weeks or so, is he ever going to be? You know, we have to face the reality. Peyton may be done forever. And that's something Peyton's not going to run and talk about, because then nobody's going to want him, and the Colts aren't going to keep paying him. Because you got to remember, they don't have to pay this bonus to Peyton until the first week of March.
Okay. And that's this is what I heard.
Oh, wait, Elwood, obviously, you know, this is Big Chuck. Chuck calling in right now.
Uh-huh. Is he the only one that brings nothing to the table?
No. Elwood, Chuck
loves you. Okay.
LB's on the phone. He's staying quiet. Listen, he's probably on a porn website right now. LB's here, but Chuck is my co-host. All right, Chuck, you're on the phone with Elwood, Chuck. X-Man, anything you want?
No, but I was just saying, because I heard a lot about Peyton, too, today. The thing is, he could have pushed back that $28 million bonus, but he didn't because of this. There's no possible way that they will pay him that $28 million and get Andrew Luck. They're definitely getting Andrew Luck. So this is the thing. You can't trade him because the year league doesn't start until March 15th, and that bonus is due March 8th. So it's impossible for – the reason why he doesn't want it is because if he says, oh, don't give him the money, then he could be traded. This way he's going to be released. I'm guaranteeing it. He'll pick his own – pick the team where he wants to go. And he doesn't want to weaken his team by saying, oh, I'm going to go to this team, but you got to. If I get traded, I got to give up a first-round pick. No. He says he'll be a free agent, I guarantee. There's no way to give him $28 million.
Well,
there's
he becomes
no
a free
play.
Agent if they don't pay him. It's in his contract. You don't get Peyton the money the first week of March, Peyton becomes a free agent. Boom.
Exactly. And there's no way they can pay him because you can't trade him. Right? It's the eighth, you got to pay him. But once you pay the money, you really can't trade him with $28 million.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think getting rid of Peyton is such a bad idea, but that's just tantamount to blasphemy to say that in Indianapolis.
Right. But listen, when you got rid of those other guys, you're starting a whole new regime. You're going with Andrew Luck. You have so many free agents, you got to sign some of them. You can't keep Peyton.
I agree, but since Peyton's a player, I could see him staying even though they got rid of all the upper management.
Elwood, you brought up a really good point, and that's what I want to ask you. He's the golden boy. And, in New York's a lot different, and this isn't a knock on Indianapolis at all. You guys have one team, which I always say this, when I go to other towns, I envy this. I envy when I go to Cleveland and everyone's a fan of this team or this team. In New York, you walk down the street, there's Yankee fans, Mets fans, but they're from everywhere. It's the melting pot. In there, everyone wears a Reggie Miller jersey. Everyone loves Peyton. Here, I guess we have that love affair with Derek Jeter, Rivera, but let's be honest, New York fans aren't loyal. We're loyal to our team, but tomorrow, we love Jeter. Listen, we'll trade Jeter right now and get Hanley Ramirez. We'll get another stud, and a lot of people are fine with that. The legacy of Peyton Manning right now, winning one Super Bowl only, what's his legacy going to be like in Indianapolis? Are people like, all right, maybe it is time for him to go, but they don't want to say it? What is it there? Like, what's his legacy going to be?
Well, a lot of people feel like they're betraying him. Like, you know, he's given us 10 amazing years and a Super Bowl ring, and we got a state-of-the-art facility because of him. We're hosting the Super Bowl. I mean, there's the Peyton Manning
because
show.
Of him.
Somewhat it is. And if you think Peyton Manning doesn't really matter, look at this season, because he was the only factor that was out of it.
Let me cut you off for 1 second. What I always say, and whenever we have the argument, we go out, we'll have the argument about the best football player, the best this, the best this. The thing I always say, because everyone's like, says Brady, Breeze, Rodgers. I get the same story. I said, a couple years ago, Tom Brady goes down. He gets hurt. The team goes 10-6. Peyton Manning goes out. They go 2-14, and that's it, because they didn't lose anyone else but Peyton Manning. You know what I'm saying? He's the best player in football. I don't care what people say. Hopefully he comes back good, but no one compares to him.
Well, here's the thing with that. The Colts went from being the top team, top three teams, football royalty, to no Peyton to the bottom of the rung. I mean, the only reason the Colts won a few games was Dan Orlovsky. He's got it in his head. He's going to be a big-time quarterback someday, and he wanted to impress people. And that's the only reason we won, because Dan was out there to win. And we'd have won that last one, but his wife had triplets, and he was gone, and, you know, he went to Jersey or something. I don't know where he went. But, you know, Peyton is amazing. In any team that gets Peyton, if he leaves Indianapolis, better be prepared to happen. He'll groom that team to the Peyton Manning way, and if something happens to him, they're done. Peyton has to have everything revolve around him.
And
he's
should be.
A control freak. That's why
I don't know if 1 year. I think he needs a couple. I think he needs 2 or 3 years to actually do something big with a team. I think if he comes in right away in March and says, "Oh, I'm gonna be," I think he's gonna be a Redskin. By the way, he goes to the Redskins, and I just think he needs a couple, at least a year under his belt with the Redskins before he'll be like Peyton, because he's got to learn the whole offense. he's got the team's got to, you know, you got to get used to Peyton. You got to get used to having him around. So I think it's going to take a little time.
I think you'll see a turnaround on any team he goes to the first month, but you're right. It'll take a year or two before they're Super Bowl contenders, but I think you'll see
absolutely.
A turnaround the first week. I mean, when that guy goes
to Miami or Washington, I'd love him on the Jets, but we just don't have the money. I don't see him coming here because that's a lot of money.
Either.
Especially we have the same problem as you guys because you got, you know, with Sanchez, as bad as he is, he's still got a huge contract that not many teams can take the money, so... We got the same problem as you guys. You can't have two guys with, you know, they said it today, dead money. You can't be paying two guys so much money, but one of them guaranteed won't be playing. So it's kind of tough, you know. With the
now,
job.
I would.
Yeah.
Sorry. Here's my thing. Two things. One, and then we'll get to Chuck, and then I'll ask you a serious question. This is the significance of Peyton Manning, and this is what gets me when people always knock him, always he can't win the big game, which is ridiculous. Cause if you put him on literally half the other teams in football, he'd win three or four rings, which always pisses me off. But the Colts go 2-14. And let's be honest, everyone's going to be in the Super Bowl. Let's hope for the Giants, Patriots, or Giants-Ravens. I prefer Giants-Ravens. All the Super Bowl talk, because it's in Indianapolis, is going to be about Peyton Manning. That's all it's going to be talked about. And I'm telling you now, when I hear... Oh, he can't go to this team. They're a running team. When Peyton Manning goes to your team, you become a passing team. He's never going to go to a team. He won't go to the Jets. Jets are a ground and pound. If Peyton Manning comes here, which I don't think he's going to, all of a sudden the Jets have an air attack that's going to be unprecedented. You know what I mean?
Oh, any team you drop him on, no matter what their fundamentals are, he'll have altered, changed, and go in the Peyton Manning way within a year. He could go to any team in the NFL and excel. That's Peyton Manning. You know, he'll whip him into shape, move this here, move that there. You're going to do this. No, you're going to, boom, you're done. I mean, a lot of people always thought Polian was a genius because of the people he picked, even though the Colts didn't get a good pick in the draft. But a lot of people don't realize it was Peyton grooming him. No, do this, do that, do this, do that, you know. And he turned Pierre Garçon into somebody to keep your eye on, and he was somebody nobody even looked at.
Listen, Elwood, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to end our interview with a question. We have 22 minutes left. I want to get to the Giants. We did 20 minutes on the on Nikki Dasha. It's funny. I'm really excited. You brought so much to the table. We're going to bring my other co-hosts. My three co-hosts are on the air right now. Justin, you're on the air with Elwood, LB, who hasn't said a word. He must be whacking it like a mole. And Chuck. What up, Justin?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing, Justin?
Great conversation. Great points. You guys hit the nail on the head. Wherever Peyton Manning goes, the offense automatically turns into a passing offense. I mean, like you said, Brandon Stokely, all these guys who, they're not great players. Gonzalez. You know, they all have the same last name. Gonzalez and
Blair White, even.
Yeah, you know, all those unathletic guys who just turn into friggin' freaks of nature when they're playing with them. He'll go to any team. I was just kidding about that, but any team he goes to, he'll take average receivers and make them great.
Oh, yeah.
Blair White's
a good example. Dude was mowing yards. Nobody wanted him. They sent him to the Colts. Peyton worked with him, and boom, we all know who Blair White is.
We have 127 listeners right now. It's a pretty good job. I just want to thank everybody for 127 people listening. We have a lot of people calling in. All right, Chuck, LB, or Justin, do you have anything else for Elwood?
Indianapolis sucks.
Wait, well, I'm sorry. What, LB?
I said, besides Indianapolis sucking, no, I have nothing to say to Elwood.
Thanks. Again, LB bringing a lot to the table. Chuck, anything for our boy Elwood?
No, just good luck with the Pacers. They're looking really good this year.
Hey, Pacers are on fire, man.
All right, Elwood, we're going to get to that. What happened, Elwood? I missed the game because I know you watched the Kentucky game. What happened when Indiana played Ohio State the other day? I didn't catch the final. All right. Justin, anything for Elwood?
Get the house cleaned because the Giants
This is a serious conversation.
Yes,
and I'm gonna tweet you. I'll inbox you my profession, what I do, not on the radio, because it'll give me you'll trust me more if I tell you what I did. I won't say it on the air because a lot of people listen and don't know what I do. I have a very legit job. It's a serious job.
He's a urologist.
No, that's definitely not a
stripper.
No, listen. Come on, for real. Remember, the show has been on point for 40 minutes. Let's not ruin it now, Elwood. The Giants win this week.
Uh-huh.
Justin and I are going to be driving the 10.5-hour drive to Indiana. What are the odds? On the radio, to 121 listeners now, that Michael Stefosnik, host of The Good Life, and Justin Walker will send passports, identification, credentials, and I'll show you my job ID, which, again, gives me credibility. What are the odds of us staying with you a night?
Well, that's not a problem, but here's the problem, boys. It's going to be a hardball brother Super Bowl, and you won't want to travel that way to see Baltimore for the 49ers.
That was my Super Bowl pick.
Got Wait, everyone, stop. Elwood, and I have one request for
you. What's wrong with the quarterback on the Giants? His first name. It's not Peyton.
Stop. They have the same amount of rings. Everyone just calm down. I have something queued up for Elwood. Elwood, promise me this. When the Giants win the Super Bowl, and me, you, and Justin stumble back to the Elwood household, who knows what's going to be going on inside of there. Elwood, will you have the song playing for us? Will you play that for me, Elwood?
Sure. I'll go to Goodwill and get a cassette of that. I'll try to find it. Hey, could you get something that's out on CD?
Hey. on YouTube, I played it. Listen to me, Elwood, I want to thank you for real. I hate that this was a serious phone conversation. I want to get to the shenanigans, and what I want, I think we're doing a show Monday. Get in some trouble this weekend. I want a fucked up crazy story for you, all right, Elwood?
Well, this town's insane. It's nothing but party after party. So, yeah, this is Super Bowl madness. Hey, before I go, I got to tell you what they did. They took our AAA baseball park.
You tweeted this. What happened?
They tarped it over. They layered they put down something, layered it in sand. They're heating it, and they're going to have a celebrity volleyball tournament in there.
What day is this, Elwood?
I don't know. They didn't say. They were just talking about it. I asked one of the construction guys, because I only live a few blocks from Victory Field, but how sweet is that? I was like, no way. Our baseball field is like a sandy beach. How sweet.
You think I'm playing around with you. We're coming out there to hang out with you. If
the Giants win, we will talk. But, guys, it's just not looking good. I just feel like we're going to have the first Super Bowl in history with brothers. Because, you know, Indianapolis had the first black coach to win a Super Bowl. So, we're going to break another record.
What's up, Justin? Justin was excited about that.
You're excited to have Elwood on your urologist table.
Anyway, Elwood, I'm going to actually I'll inbox you right now, my profession, so you know what I do. Elwood, thank you for calling. We'll let Elwood go. Listen, that was a great call by Elwood. Usually it's him about banging big chicks, him doing this, and this. What?
We're usually avoiding them.
Yeah, we do. All right, here we go. We got everyone back. LB, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
LB's still there. Justin's there. Chuck's there. I want to just the last 15 minutes of the show, I want to do about the Giants. I'm going to give you real quick. The first game I ever remember was the Giants. This is the first real game. In 91, I'm 10 years old, January 20th. Giants win. I think they won 15-13. That's when Gary Reasons had the fake field goal. Montana got crushed, I believe, by Lennon Marshall. Bavaro
like
carrying a... I'm sorry, what?
I was like 2 years old, okay? Come on, go.
And you're probably still creeping, Chuck. Bavaro carrying the 49ers. I remember 3 years later, Ricky Waters scoring 6 touchdowns. The Giants have like 180 yards. We lose 44-3. Obviously, I remember 2003, both teams at 10-6. Giants were up 35-14 with a few minutes left in the third quarter. Jeff Garcia... fucking 4 straight drives. Shockey drops a touchdown ball. Trey Junkin, who they signed out of retirement, bad snap.
Oh, I remember that.
Horrendous. So now listen, Chuck, you're a Yankee. You're a Jets fan. Justin, you're a Giants fan. But the truth, I can always say it. I make fun of him, but I'm not going to do the situation. LB, I want you to break down. I want you to break down this game for me right now. Tell me, I'm going to give you the time right now. We have 127 people listening. Back up to that. We have 15 minutes left. It's kind of exactly the format I wanted. I wanted Nikki Dasha, Elwood with Indiana, got my invite. I want you right now. We had a great interview with our Indiana correspondent, the quarterback of Wagner. I want you to break down and tell me what the Giants have to do to win and are they going to win. And I'm not going to interrupt you. Chuck and Justin, if you want to jump in with some questions. And, LB, I want you to know, is the rain going to affect them?
Right off the bat, do I think the Giants are going to win? Yes.
Okay.
What they need to do to win is a few things. First, I would like to see the offensive line hold up better in the run blocking. If we get our running game down, I don't think there's a chance of us losing at all. If not, we need to, quick on every level. You know, backs need to run, backs need to block, you know, catch need, receivers need to catch. You know, they have a phenomenal defense, the 49ers. I think they were plus 28 in takeaway and plus 28 for the year. I think they only gave the turn the ball over like 10 or 11 times, which is ridiculous. Defensive-wise, they have four Pro Bowlers. I think they had number one defense with the most takeaways. I know the Giants were fifth, I think, in the takeaways. But it comes down to our defense against their offense. You know, I think, you know, last week they had seven guys going after the quarterback. I think we're going to, you know, rush four, drop seven, which is going to be a little harder for Alex Smith. Because, you know, when you're one-on-one with guys, you know, you get away with a little more things to receive and the quarterback throwing the ball. So
okay.
I think if our front four gets to him and, you know, bails the DBs out, which they've been doing, you know, the last six games or so, we're going to have a phenomenal game. I mean, the first time we played them this year, you got to remember Bradshaw didn't play. All three of our starting linebackers didn't play.
But remember, LB, Frank Gore didn't play either.
Right. We had our two defensive backs didn't play. Tuck was hurt. I don't even think Oshie played that game, if I'm wrong. Michael Bowley didn't play. I mean, both teams are different from when we play each other, but I really, really think that they won't be able to stop us. And with the weather, you know, Eli plays great in everything. He really does. As much as, you know, people want to call him retarded looking or whatever it is, the dude has ice in his veins.
Let me ask you,
go. Great breakdown by LB. You know, one thing that I was thinking about that no one's mentioned in all the commentators I watched all week and talking about all the games, since the Saints had five turnovers and lost on a last-second, you know, slant, touchdown, great play, great drive by Alex Smith, the Giants don't have five turnovers, it's not going to be that close of a game. We have to stop the run. We have to stop Vernon Davis, and stop them from getting all that pressure from a four-man rush, and the game will not be as close as if those things happen. The game will not be as close as people expect it to be.
No, listen, I'm sorry.
I think it's going to be a good game because they have a legit defense. But you can throw the ball at them, so that's big. But I think LB said the best. If the Giants can run on them, there's no way the Giants lose. And you got to stop their run because if they can run the ball on you, he can just go play action to Vernon Davis and Michael Crabtree, and it's just going to be an easy game for them. So it comes down to the running games for me. I really think so. Four guys can stop the run, you know. And Alex Smith, you said seven guys in coverage, no shot. He's got no shot.
Listen, not let them get unbelievable pressure with Justin and Alden Smith. Those two they rushed four people pretty much the entire game against the Saints, and the Saints just set the tone and got all those turnovers. I mean, excuse me, San Francisco's D just got all those turnovers. The game was only, you know, they lost by four, and they had five turnovers. I'm telling you, it's not
going to
be a close
game. They didn't capitalize on the turnovers, the 49ers. Me and Mike were talking about the whole time. Like, five turnovers, they got, 13 points over it, I feel like?
Yeah, listen, you guys are breaking it down. I'm telling you, this is the first show. This was what I wanted to do on the show. I actually wanted to do one day of, like, legitimate sports talk, and the other one of us just talking about prostitutes and all stuff like that. For real, like, that's funny shit. You guys broke it down, and the truth, I have you three on, and three of the most knowledgeable, in-depth sports guys I know, and I really mean that. I'll tell you what I'm scared of. Gordon played the first game. And I know it's weeks ago, and let's be honest, this is a whole new Giants team. It's a completely new Giants team. I'm nervous about Smith with the horrible tattoo on his arm for San Francisco causing havoc, and our running game hasn't been good. But Justin...
No. And they're a team that just loves to shut down the run.
They do, but Justin, you made the point of the year, I think. Saints have all these turnovers. 49ers are doing nothing. Their last two drives, Alex Smith did that... when he rolled out and ran the ran a touchdown.
Yeah, the quarterback sweep.
Yes, that was a great call. And let that touchdown to Vernon Davis. Besides that, like, I don't want to sound stupid. And I don't want to sound like a homer because I'm not. They didn't impress me before. I'm watching that game saying, this team's not good. I just feel that I'm not knocking Sanchez. I don't think he's good. We shut down Sanchez. We shut down Romo. We embarrassed Matt Ryan. And we kind of embarrassed Aaron Rodgers in the second half. When we started blitzing, when those four guys up front, just like LB said it, when those four guys rushed, there's no stopping us. And it sounds ridiculous. I don't want to sound like we're the greatest team ever. If we get a little pressure, Alex Smith doesn't impress me still. I truly think the Giants are going to, blow him out. I really do.
Wait. I don't see a blow. You're making
the Packers last week, right?
good enough to stop the. You know, I don't see. I don't see a blowout. Maybe it's 21-7 game. Is that considered a blowout?
No, I'm not.
We got to
respect
the defense.
I'm not calling
a
blowout because I don't know. We'll not have any turnovers. You know, Eli's good for a turnover here and there. What I'm saying is, it's not going to be like just like this game. If the Saints didn't have five turnovers, the game would not have been close. You know, like they get the ball down to the 2 yard line. Dante Whitner beats the crap out of Thomas, and he drops the ball, and he's out for the game. That set the tone for the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of those turnovers, they didn't. You know, they got killed on like four big plays to Vernon Davis and the sweep, and they weren't that impressive. The defense is phenomenal. This is what's going to happen. I'm calling it right now. Coughlin is going to win the toss. Coughlin's going to take the ball. We're going to punch it down their throat, and they're going to be deflated for the rest of the game.
Now, you know what, Justin? It's funny you said that because I want to get everyone's. I'm going to write down everyone's scores and everything, whatever I think. So we're going to wrap the show up. We got 8 minutes left, and I wish we did more on the Giants. But you know what? We're going to have 2 weeks to do more on the Giants. That's what we're going to do. And listen, we're going to have a Canty will be on the phone next week. I don't care if it's his brother or Mrs. Canty. There'll be a Canty on the phone. I don't care if Chuck disguises his voice. Listen to me. On the reel, here we go. Super Bowl a few years ago in the Giants, basically the same route when they beat the Packers. They started off that Super Bowl against the Patriots, and they, what was it, a 9-minute drive, a 10-minute drive? They scored, and then the Patriots were deflated until the fourth quarter when the scoring happened. That's what the Giants need to do. Just, you hit it perfectly. The rain, I think, is going to affect them a little bit. But listen, we got 8 minutes left. We have 100 right now, 131 people listening to the show. It's actually a really big number. I'm really proud of everybody. Maybe we should keep it sports one day. I'll give everyone's Twitter name in a minute. Justin, I want your final score, Chuck's final score, LB's final score of the game. Forget about the Raven and Patriot game. You know what? Give me both games. Justin. You there, Justin?
I'm going to go Giants 28. San Francisco 17.
Okay, and how about Baltimore, New England?
In Baltimore, New England, I'm going to say 23-19. Ravens.
Ooh, okay. LV?
I'm going to have to go with the G-Men. I like them going 24-17. And
okay.
I have to agree with my main intro role. You know, Vernon Davis, you better watch out what you're wishing for, bro.
What's your final score, LB?
24-17 Giants.
Okay.
And for the Ravens, for the New England, I'm going to take New England 28-21.
Ooh.
And they score. The game's going to be close all game, and they're going to score fourth quarter win it. It's going to be 07 Super Bowl all over again.
Okay. Chuck, give me your scores for both games.
All right. I like, first of all, my Super Bowl pick before the playoffs was San Francisco Ravens, brother versus brother. But since I said the Giants beat the Packers, I think they're going to win the Super Bowl. So I'm going G-Men 21-10 over the 49ers. And I'm going to go Ravens over the Patriots. 28-21, let's say.
All right, I'll give my scores. I think the Giants are going to win 27-13. I also think Giants are going to score a defensive touchdown. I think this is it. I think the Giants, I think this might be their year. I have a feeling about it. And listen, as much as I want to say I want the Ravens to win bad, I really do. You know what's funny? Everyone who picked both games, no one picked the spread. So the way everyone's picking right now, no one picked a favorite. Like the 49ers are favored by 2.5. Everyone picked the Giants. New England's favored by 7.5. No one even hit that. I think New England.
I picked them 28-21. I picked New England.
Yeah, but it's the line's 7.5.
Ah, okay.
Come on, LB. You got to bet a little bit, LB. You got to bet here a little bit. You'll know what's going on.
I think
the bet of the century. Bet the house. Bet the farm. bet the dildo collection stuff. It's going to be the Ravens.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're going to be able to move the ball on Patriots easy.
All right, listen.
They still cover.
I have New England 24, Baltimore 13. Listen to me. We have 5 minutes left in the show. 130 people listening now. Who would hang up while we're giving predictions? Assholes. Okay. We got Pat Moore on hold. We'll put him on in a second. Everyone listening, I'm going to give out the Twitter names for the four. I know. We all feel the same way. All right. We have follow co-host Big Larry at Big La 29, B-I-G-L-A 29. Follow Elwood at Elwood 1, E-L-W-O-O-D 1. Follow Chuck Philpott. You want to laugh your ass off during this Yankees season, Jets season. There can be a tennis match. Chuck will be wishing death on the Bull Boys family. Follow Chuck Philpott at Chuck Philpott at C-H-U-C-K-P-H-I-L-P-O-T-T. And follow Justin. Hopefully you guys have a recorder, maybe two pens and paper. You're going to run out of ink for his name. It's at KingJustNY99. That's at KingJustNYC99. He's never going to have a new listener. It's impossible for the man to listen to that name. Listen to me. We got... What did he say? Listen, Chuck,
NYC,
real quick.
Every place he's from.
Chuck, without saying the person's name, we were just invited somewhere, the person that wrote on our Facebook. Do you want to go there for some buffalo chicken dip or no?
I can't. I'm still in bed, bro.
Thanks, Chuck. You know what that means to me. All right. As the listeners are about to fall off the side, let's put him on the phone. He's on the air with us. 3 minutes left. Let him talk for a minute. There was a cliffhanger to start off last show. Why LB and this man have beef? Let's put him on the air. Michael Padmore, you're on the air, the Good Life Radio with Chuck, Justin, and Larry. Mike, you're on the air, Mike. This is why you can't get on the air. Mike.
The Good Life Radio is the greatest show on radio right now.
Okay, what's going on, Mike?
I am fantastic.
PTAs?
I just want to say that I ran home to make sure I could get on the Good Life Radio for the last 4 minutes here.
You missed our interview with Nick Dasha, which was it was epic. It was. Did anybody like the interview with Nick?
Yeah, hey, that's the interview. What did Nick Dasha say? Did anything good? Did he talk about all the girls that he was banging? Or no?
Wow. Sorry, Mike. Sorry. Sorry for playing I wish. Okay. No, Nick just gave a good story. Teen Bo called in. His beautiful sister called in. She wanted to say what's up. Mike, we have 2 minutes left. We don't want to hear your prediction for the show. You're a Nets fan. You're a Jets fan. You don't really bring much to the table with anything. Can you tell us why you have beef? The audience truly wants to know. What?
Well, first of all, yes, I will mention that. But first of all, I will tell you that the 49ers will be winning the game 24-21, number one. And number two, it will be a 49ers-Patriots Super Bowl. But that's number one.
Okay.
Secondly, King Juss, what up? How's it going?
Mike, this isn't... Listen, I have to explain. Padmore thinks it's just us sitting around the conference. We have over 100 listeners. Most of the listeners are from New York. I put it on Twitter. Nikki Dasha tweeted it on Facebook. It's most people from New York. There are people from all over the country, from Indiana, a few from Orlando, a few from Michigan. What up? We have our best friend, Katrina, from the Philippines. Padmore, this isn't a normal conversation. You can't ask Just... What's going on, Just? How are you? Padmore, bring something to the show for the last 20 seconds.
What's good, Pat? I always appreciate the honest, baby.
No, listen, Mike.
Yes.
Well, we have 80 seconds left in the show. I miss you. I'm to everyone, and I don't lie, I'm inviting you over my house Monday. You can co-host with me live. We'll do the show together. Say your goodbye. Everyone's going to say their goodbyes. Padmore, you say your goodbye first, buddy.
Shout out to everybody. And remember, SPS 2000 all day. Holla.
This fucking guy. All right. Chuck, we got a minute left. Chuck, you want to say goodbye, buddy?
Fucking you, Darvish, $110 million. Got to be fucking kidding me.
All right, there we go. Chuck, I'll see you later. Chuck, thank you for the talk we had before. LB, you want to say goodbye? Oh, Justin, say goodbye, Justin. All right, we got Justin. LB, you got 20 seconds, buddy. I just want to thank you for doing the show with me. Thank you for breaking it down. You want to say goodbye?
Thank you. See you everyone later. And by the way, if you didn't bring that thing home from your locker, I'm going to burn your house down.
Thank you, LB. LB, you will be doing the show from us from Vegas. We're going to end the show with a little Empire, New York State of Mind. Good luck to the Giants. Everyone smile. I love everybody. 103 people. Thank you for listening. Let's end the show. right now.